Welcome to the Trail Mix Podcast. I'm Kara.
And I'm Nina. Welcome, everyone.
And welcome to the Trail Mix Podcast. I'm
Welcome,
Kara.
welcome, welcome. I'm sorry. I feel like my head has been in a dryer that's been running, but also in the dryer with my head is like sand. So like not enough to like kill me, but like
Sure.
and maybe like hornets that don't sting.
Oh, sure. Maybe a few tennis balls that just like hit you every once in a while.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but Charlie like has decided not to nap. He normally naps twice a day. He's
Yeah.
decided not to do his afternoon nap. But it's like, and like kids around like everything I've read said 13 to 18 months, like, but mostly closer to 15 to 18, and
Yeah.
only do one nap a day. So he's like not near that. And
Well,
so,
he's almost 13 months.
yeah, but he's 12 months, like, and it's like really like doesn't happen until like 15 months. So it's like,
Yeah.
it's not. And so like, I'm like, is he dropping this nap? And if he was, it would mean that like he naps and then he's fine, but he's not.
Yeah,
He's
yeah, yeah. Like it'd be
fucking,
different.
yeah, like he's fucking miserable. Like today, I've tried to put him down for a nap. Then he spent the whole like 35 minutes just sobbing. So
Yeah.
then I go in there and then I was like, I had planned, I wanted a cup of coffee. Like I wanted to
Sure.
like live my fucking life. And so I bring
Yeah.
him into the kitchen with me and he's running underneath me, whining and trying to
Yeah.
climb up my legs. But today I'm wearing like leggings and so he's pinching my skin and like
Yeah, and like
I just
also pulling your leggings down. Yeah.
yes. And I wanted to like hang him like over a toilet.
You can. I
I would
mean,
never, for the record.
yes.
But holy cow. So I feel a bit off, which is why my welcome wasn't very good.
I didn't even notice it. I was too busy thinking about what I said. No, you didn't even say welcome, did you?
Yeah, of course I did. And then I just paused.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we are.
Yeah, so here we are. So anyways, how's your day going?
It's been fine. Normal work run.
Where'd you run?
I caught in a freaking snowstorm.
Where? When?
On the trails, I don't want to name the name, but on the trails that I always run that you know.
Yeah.
I was like
Code.
half what?
Speaking in code.
I should come up with a code name for it.
Well, that is
I'll
it.
think on it.
The trails that I always run that you know.
It doesn't matter. It
No,
was
I'm just saying it. You're speaking. I was like pointing out that you're in code. This
Oh, yes, of
is
course.
going to be a rough podcast, everyone, so buckle up.
Yeah, I think we're on different wavelengths. I was like halfway done and it kind of started like flurrying, which I was like, whatever. Like the
Yeah.
kind where like they normally just like stop.
Yeah.
And then it didn't, and then it just kept on snowing. And then it was like full on like full size flakes. And I had
Huh.
like, you know when you're driving and it's snowing and it's worse when you put your high beams on.
Yeah.
So I had a headlamp with me, but I could see better with it off
Right.
because, but I then I was thinking, okay, now the only way hunters know I'm out here is that if I have a headlight
Oh, is
on
there hunting there?
in like weird sections of it. I don't think anyone ever goes there because it's like this trail allows it, but that trail doesn't. I
Yeah.
think it's because of like the trails they don't allow it on is where they do like their utility work, so I think they don't want people obviously shooting at their
Right.
buildings. But and I've never ever come across any sort of hunt, whatever. So I'm not terribly worried about it, but
But still, you, I'm sure there's like
yeah, but I was like, I don't want to be
some.
running through leaves at dusk without a headlight on. So
Yeah.
then I put my headlight on, I couldn't see a damn thing, and it was like snow in my eyes, and then I was horrible, but it
That's
was
crazy. I guess like I haven't really looked outside around the time you were running, but I don't think it was snowing here.
yeah, I don't think so either. Because then I got home and it had like maybe flurry. There was like a couple of flakes on the ground.
Yeah, weird.
It was like,
Also, I know you're a miserable fuck about it, but I love an afternoon dark run. Like, I love it.
see, I do too, but I think because I do it every day that like it gets old. Like there's like today there was no. Although today was kind of nice because, like, you know, when you can sense there's kind of snow in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate, it's just like finishing in the dark, and then you're like I love after run, like walking around and like just
I
kind of
guess I like, but I used to do it every single day and I loved it. Like I loved like,
every day you loved it.
yeah. There was like maybe once or twice where I was like, but like a normal amount of like, I don't want to run. I like the, I know like you're the exact opposite. I like when it gets cold. Like, and yeah, come February or March, I'll be like, all right, I'm like, I'm ready. But I don't mind it.
No, I think like,
It makes me feel cozy.
yeah, I do like that part. I think I would say like 70% of the time it doesn't bother me, but the 30%, no, I really do. Like,
All you do is complain about it. I have a text message. I literally have a
yeah,
text
it's just
message that
dark.
says,
But when I'm doing it, I'm fine. But it's easy to complain about it when I'm done.
okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Cause like yeah, today I didn't want to go for a run because I was already running late. I didn't start until 3:45, so I was like, I am going to be in the dark.
Yeah.
But I think the idea of it is what gets me, because then once I was running and it started to get dark, I was like, whatever. Like, it's like,
Yeah,
yep,
right.
it's getting dark.
Yeah, I do. I get that. And I think like for me, I like here running around here, I get scared in the dark, but I think it's because of like all the animals and there's no houses on my road and like but like when we were in Huntington, I loved it. And like sure, yeah, sometimes you're like, "Oh my God, I don't want to go do this in the dark." But like and I it's funny because I hate I will if I wake up like even if I naturally wake up at like 6 a.m., 5 a.m. and it's dark out, I will not go for a run. Like I'm like
Wait,
it's still morning time. I mean
but
night.
yeah. See, I love a morning run when you run and as you finish, it's like starting to get light out.
Yeah, that's like nice, but I like can't like start in the dark. I hate that. I get scared and I don't like it.
That's fair. I used to run every morning in the dark, and it was terrifying.
Yeah, because like I don't know why, but I'm picturing one run that I did in Huntington once where, yeah, I genuinely don't know why, but I started, it was pitch black. And like, I was like, what was that? What was that? What was that? What was that? Because I feel like, especially early in the morning, like no one's out, a little spooky. I don't know.
Get
Anyways,
spooks.
yeah, you get the spookies.
And then you start to really freak yourself out a little bit.
The thing is, like, I don't know what I'm worried about because. Bears don't scare me because I've literally come across bears on runs, on walks. Doesn't scare me. I don't, there's not much that scares me, so I don't know what I'm scared
Adult white men is what scare me. That's my
of.
biggest fear.
That's true.
Like, I finished my run today. It was like pitch black. I was in trails. I was like not scared at all.
Yeah.
And I'm coming out of the trails towards the parking lot, and there's like the parking lot's lit up with like street lights, so you can see everything. And then like there's kind of a little picnicky area that's not under street lights. And it didn't look like anyone was there, so I'm just running through to my car, and as I go by the picnic area, the like periphery of my headlamp catches two guys just like smoking cigarettes.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, what the hell? And I was more terrified in that moment. Getting to my car, I
Yeah.
like kept my back to my car so I could see if they were coming to get me. And I was
Yeah.
like,
No, I get, yeah. I mean, yes, for sure. Because I was like, the reason I get so freaked out on my road by my, is because there's no one there. So if someone did come, there, I can't do any, like, I can't, like, run to a house because there's no house to run to.
No animals really freak me out.
Yeah, but like I say that, but like if I'm in the woods, like on trails, I do get spooked. Like I even like offered Christine to take her dog Shadow running with me when I was on the trails because she was like talking about has a lot of energy. And I was like, you want? He's always like, and she's like, really? And I was like, yes, because then I'm not as scared.
And maybe that's why I'm not scared, because I have Rue with me. I don't know. I get more freaked out on the roads at dusk than on trails, I think.
No, that's fair. I think that's fair too. Yeah, especially like hunting season. Like this Saturday, I did a long run, and like you see all the like trucks parked, and
And
you're like,
they're out
"Where are
early
you?"
too.
Yeah. Or like the like trucks like going by like not super fast, and you're like, "Are you looking at me? Are you looking for deer? Like what are
Yeah, and like
you?"
if you are looking at deer, that's also illegal to do it from your truck. But like, I don't care if you do it, because I Don't think that I'm going to call the police on you, so.
Fuck that. And you know this. I've called the police on many an illegal hunter.
I think I've called.
I'm sorry. I have nothing against hunting, even as a vegan. Like, nothing against it. But, like, just don't. Basically, for me, it's like, don't use a gun in an illegal manner.
Yeah, and, like, it's a very basic set of rules to follow.
Yeah, and like, very easy to follow, too. It's not like they're complicated.
Yep. And it's like, all you have to do is do that, and that's the bare minimum. Like,
yeah.
I don't get it.
And for the record, which you know, the only people I've called the cops on when they were hunting is they were hunting from their vehicles on our road.
Yeah,
and, like, shooting into our yard.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, also, one thing, and I guess I'll keep everyone updated. I bought new gels.
Ooh, different brand?
Yes, Precision.
Oh.
Okay, so Precision is like, was started as a like cycling fuel.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up while you talk.
Okay. And obviously, since we all know I'm part of the Swap cult.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a cult that they don't know they started, but like we're all in it, I think. So
yeah, I also feel like though at this point it's like everyone's in it because everyone somehow falls under that umbrella.
Yeah, because everyone loves
I'm not coached by them, but I'm coached by you who's coached by them. So in really everything that I do is what they would do.
Yeah.
Because of by proxy from you.
It's so insidious. But anyways, they started using it. They started talking about it because Precision makes it really easy to get the like many, many grams of carbohydrates in. So I don't know. I'm not saying, because I've actually, the last like three long runs, all I've had is goo, which as we all know, and I think I talked about it last week, I hate goo. But I noticed the last 3 weeks that I didn't have like my stomach issues like I normally do. Actually, here's the thing that I actually
Wait, the last 3 weeks that you've been having goo.
Yeah. On my long runs. I haven't noticed what I used to notice.
Which was before spring?
Yeah. Like I'm not like needing to shit my brains out on runs or like anything.
Okay.
Like that. But here's the thing that I have noticed on all of my runs, regardless of any fueling, as soon as I get home, I have to poop. Almost, but it's not like I'm running the whole time and I'm like, oh, yeah, I gotta poop. It's like I get home, I like drink some water, maybe like arpeggio for a second, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta poop. And it's like,
I think that's pretty standard.
Is it?
I do every single time I come home from a run.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Is like,
I think that's pretty normal, I would think.
Isn't
what do I know? Maybe we're just both weirdos. I don't know.
I've been trying to decide if the pooping after my long runs is just normal pooping or if it's like goo pooping, but I don't think it's the goo.
Well, that's good, right?
Yeah, so we'll see. So I'm going to try the Precision. They have like chews. They have gels. I got some of their hydration.
Are they flavored?
That's the thing. It said like original flavor and then it said like it's like a neutral.
No.
Yeah, and so I'm like, what is that? I don't know. So that's right. I only bought like a couple of each. So I don't know. And then the chews were like lemon flavor, I think.
Okay.
Which that is could like be hard good. To fuck up a chew.
That's what I was gonna say. I'd rather just have a plain citrus. The unflavored Jell-O.
I know. The flavor is it says mild, neutral, quote, original flavor to reduce flavor fatigue. So I don't know what that means. So like
maybe it again just to reduce flavor fatigue.
Yeah. So if you're like, you know, you're running a ultra.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Or like, yeah. Or biking like the Tour de France or something.
Sure.
So anyways, I bought those. I'm going to try those. I did buy some spring, obviously go back to those. And then I also bought, Precision's like hydration tablets to do like after.
Okay. Plus you're hard.
What?
You're going hard on the Precision.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Well, again, I only bought like, you know, one or two of each thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to try it. Because I don't know. I figure like the other thing too, a Precision gel, like one Precision gel is $3 and a spring is like $4.50. So it's like.
What's a goo?
Like a buck.
No, I think I think Roctane's 3-something.
No, I just bought 3. I mean, every week I've been buying 3. They weren't Roctane, though. They were like the raspberry lemonade. And the total was like 4-something.
Really?
Yeah, they're very cheap. But yeah, so that's like part of the reason that I'm like, I don't think I'll ever get away from spring because I genuinely like the flavor. I like what it does. It
Yeah.
works for me. But I'm like, if I can like add other things that are cheaper and just as effective in,
Yeah, right.
then like, why not? So that's what
Yeah,
I'm
when do
doing.
they come?
I think they're coming this, I hope they're coming this week. I think it
Oh,
already
so
should.
they have them for your long run this weekend.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we're doing long run together, right? So we can try.
Yes.
We have some questions.
Well, we have one question and one statement.
Okay.
First question is from our MVL, our most valued listener. Okay. Okay. Liv asks for a runner Christmas gift guide.
Oh, okay. So less of a question again, too.
Yeah, I guess that is also a statement.
Like we could, I think that would be fun to do like a whole episode on.
Oh, or like our top. Yeah, we could each not tell.
Here it goes, like our top gifts. Yeah, like a gift guide.
Yeah, like a gift guide we could do. Our top gifts for runners too. We could do.
Yeah, I bet for runners would be fun to do.
Actually, and that would work well because on the podcast we could talk about it.
Right.
So. Okay. Good idea, Liv.
Thanks, Liv.
So we'll answer that in another its own episode.
Yeah, answer coming, forthcoming.
Okay. Second one from Eliza. Maybe like gear swaps, run clubs, group team running, etc. I think she's talking about topics that we could talk about.
Oh, okay.
I've never had experience with a gear swap, but it sounds fun.
I know. I wonder if you could set, if you set it up like a, this is what I have, what do you have? Although I feel like for running a gear swap for like skiing, snowboarding, great.
Sure. Or, yeah.
But like running, like I don't want someone's, first of all, like I don't want your shoes. Cause,
no, I'm good.
Yeah. Like gross. And also cause they're worn out.
That's what I mean, because they're worn out, I bet.
Yeah. And then also, like, I guess, like, yeah, and I don't really want anyone's hydration. Like, I'd use a hydration pack.
Yeah, I would do, like, maybe,
but, like, swap, I would buy new bottles.
I know we're totally different, and we've talked about this before. I would just wash it.
I know, I get that. I'm like, I someone else's water bottle, like, I even washed. I just like, I guess a stranger's. Like, if it was your, like your someone I know, sure, that doesn't freak me out at all, and I'll just drink it without.
Yeah.
What? But like, if someone just like gave me, I would never go into a thrift store and buy a water bottle. I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, okay, I don't know that I would either walk into a Goodwill and buy like a water bottle, but at a gear swap where it's like,
but if someone had given you a water bottle that's, they said, I saw this at Goodwill and I bought it for you.
Well, I can't just be like, no, thank you. They
no,
bought
but
it
would you use it?
See, to me, it depends on what it looks like, you know?
Okay, what if it's like a Hydro Flask, maybe has some dents in it, and has
a Hydro Flask? No question. Anything metal, I'll lick the whole thing. I don't care. But anything rubber is where I get a little wonky. I would never reuse someone's, like,
you would reuse someone's dented Hydro Flask with a straw and the sucker and,
oh yeah,
that's rubber too. If that's
your, yeah, but like, that you can really get into and scrub.
I know, but I don't know, man.
I thought when you said like a thrift store water bottle, I'm picturing
like a,
you know, the
plastic
ones bottle that fit in bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is where I think I'd get a little sketched out.
Yeah, but that's like the same thing as like a hydration flask water bottle, because that's why I was like, gross.
Yeah, I guess I think the thing that's throwing me off is the thrift store, because that to me is like, it's been like tossed around in dirty bins.
It's the same thing. Think about where your hydration flasks and shit have been.
Never in a dirty bin amongst clothing.
But like your shit has been like in and out of back. Like it's yours. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I would have to see it. If there's any signs of like biting or yellowing of plastic or
That is gross, Sarah. You wouldn't. I'm like very much, and you are too, like sustainable, only buy what you absolutely have to. I would absolutely buy new water bottles.
Now, if I thought they were good, I'd be like, yeah, all right. You know, my very first Hydro Flask, the reason I have it is because I stole it from One Radish.
Oh
It
my God.
wasn't even mine.
I didn't know that.
There was an orange Hydro Flask that was sitting on this shelf, like in our server area. And so I asked all the servers, I was like, whose is this? No one, and everyone was like, that's
Yeah.
not, like, I don't know. Asked all the chefs, no one knew who it was. So I waited a couple of weeks. I had it out front in case it was someone's who came in there.
Yeah.
No one took it. So I was like, I'm taking it. I scrubbed it. Love that thing.
I guess you're right. Something like that, fine. I would like run it through the dishwasher on like the like our dishwasher has a setting called Sahara. Like that's what I would
Oh,
for like sanitizing.
sure.
That's what I would do. Fine, but I would never apply like yeah, the flat hot, like think about a soft flask, someone else's soft flask.
That doesn't gross me out. It really
Oh
doesn't.
my God.
Again, unless there was bite
People
marks.
are biting a soft flask. You like you are.
Oh, sure, but unless I see the marks, it doesn't matter to me.
No, Kara, that's so gross.
I don't know. I think the only thing I would never, for some reason, and I know you're gonna say it's the same top as a soft flask, but someone's like
I get
hose
yep.
into their like Camelback, I wouldn't do that.
Same fucking thing. They're just drinking out of it.
Yeah, but those get real gross.
So does a soft flask.
Nah, not the ones I'm picking out at the gear swap. Those are fine.
Okay, so we're gonna nix the idea of a running gear swap. I can't think of a single thing other than someone else's hydration pack, but
I thought of stuff after we started
okay,
saying
go.
it's very trail runner specific, but like trekking poles or gently
Okay.
used watches or
Yeah.
like windbreakers, vests.
Okay. Well, we don't need to list everything, like some gear, I guess. But I think her point was like maybe asking if there are them or if.
Oh, I've never seen any running gear swaps. I've only seen ski and snowboard.
Yeah. That would be cool, though. I guess, like, yeah, you would have to make a specific, like, this is. Yeah, because
Like
I wouldn't.
accepted versus unaccepted items.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I'd wear someone's shorts.
You wouldn't wear someone's shorts?
Not that I have like underwear lining because I don't wear underwear.
I am exhausted by you.
Wear someone else's underwear shorts?
Yeah, but I also wear underwear.
Yeah, see, okay, if you didn't wear on, I guess it's like asking if you'd wear someone else's underwear that they run in.
No.
Right, so, but that's what it is. Like, I don't wear underwear, so it's
You
like,
wouldn't just cut the net out?
no, because I've tried that on shorts before and then it rides up. Have you tried?
No, because I don't buy them with underwear in them.
Ever?
I don't think I have one pair.
I used to think it would bother me, but it doesn't bother me at all. What about someone's pant? Oh no, you don't. You wear underwear. Yeah, I don't think I would do shorts just because.
Sports bra?
What?
Sports bra?
No.
Really?
Like if someone like had a sports bra and they were like, "Hey, I don't wear this anymore. Do you want it?" I would. But like those are the things that I'm gonna like. I'm fine paying like full price
It's
for.
not about being fine about paying full price. It's the fact that you now have a cheaper version.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't need the cheaper, like I don't need the cheaper version. I'm totally comfortable paying $50 for a
So you
sports bra.
don't want, yeah.
Like
It's not good wearing someone else's sports bra then.
no, like I guess like if again, if someone was like a friend was like, "Hey, I have an extra sports bra." And even if they were like, "I've used it a million times. I love it, but
Yeah.
it's still good. Do you want it?" Sure. Like sure, why not? But like for a gear swap, it's like, I'm just gonna buy like I'm good. So I
Interesting.
think those are the two things. I wouldn't do bras and I wouldn't do shorts.
And soft flask.
Oh, and yeah.
And any sort of water bottle. Trying
Yeah.
to think what else, but I don't think there is anything. What about like a buff?
That doesn't bother me.
See, I would think that would. That's around people's breathe world. They're just breathing in and out of it.
Who is wearing a buff up around their mouth?
In the winter when it's really cold.
Sure, I guess, but that just gets washed. That doesn't bother me.
Right.
I think it's more the material. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, and I guess if I had got a buff like that, I wouldn't wear it as my like winter over my mouth one. Like, I'd wear mine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you wouldn't wear it then.
No, I would wear it. I just wouldn't wear it around my mouth. I would wear it like as a neck warmer. I'd wear it for my hair, whatever.
I gotcha.
I don't know. It's just like other people's yuckiness and people are gross, like myself included.
Yeah, but it's like, that's a big deal.
Yeah. People have like stuff.
What?
People have stuff like fungus and stuff.
Sure, and I agree that people can be nasty, but then it's like once you wash it, is that not clean?
I don't know. That's
Oh,
the
she can't
whole
be sure.
point, I
I
think.
see. It's something that you can't measure.
Right. It's like, how would I know?
I don't know.
Anyways, okay. So I'm not sure, again, Eliza, if you were saying we should have a gear swap, are there gear swaps, or just in general? But to answer all of those questions, I don't know of any running gear swaps. I
Nina
would
would
know.
not participate.
You know what would be fun is if we did like a virtual online gear swap.
Yeah, but all that can be listed are water bottles, underwear, and sports bras.
That be cool?
It would be very cool. I have not even the first inclination of how you get that
We'd have to do
organized.
like, I'm thinking like a Facebook group or whatever, a Facebook group, right? And it's kind of like an ongoing thing. Like I'm in like a Facebook group and it's like, I don't know what it's actually called, but basically it's a group where people post like, I have this. And it's all free. So everything is free.
Oh,
And
like buy nothing groups.
yes. So it's like,
Yeah.
I have this. And then someone's like, I'm interested. I'm interested. Or I'm looking for this. Or
Yeah.
like, I feel like that would probably, if you're doing it virtually, would be the best way to do it.
That could work actually, and it's
We
just like
should
as
start
people,
that.
yeah, and as people have stuff, they can just post it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, maybe we will actually, I'm not even joking. I think we should tackle that. Why not?
Yeah, it's easy enough to put together.
Yeah. And then, yeah, but the thing is, like, you would have to, like, because, like, yeah, sure, there are so many things that I would like to sell, but I think, like, something like that has to remain, like, free. Like, it's a true gear swap.
Yeah, like if, yeah, yep.
Like, if you want money for it, that's not the place for it.
Yeah, this is give it away.
Yeah, like, just give it away and keep your water bottles, though.
Or give them to me. I'll take all your water bottles.
But, like, again, okay, like, that's the other thing. It's like, but aren't you just, like, it, fine, just buying new ones.
No.
Oh my God, outrageous.
Don't have to and someone else has one that I can use, of course I'd rather have the free one.
From someone you don't know.
I have at least two water bottles that are from people I don't know.
All
You
right.
drink out of them, whether you know it So.
I feel like too, after a certain number of washes, they're yours now, like your cooties.
How many washes? Like, does it just stop like being able to get clean?
Ten. Ten.
So after 10 washes, the cooties stick.
Like they're gone. Like now they're your cooties.
Oh, after I've washed the person's water bottle 10 times.
Yeah.
I see.
I
Okay.
don't know. I don't know. I just, it's something about it.
Yes, yeah, all right. You don't have to
Any
take.
anyways, what were the other things? Gear swap, what else?
Like running group or clubs, run clubs, group slash team running, etc.
Oh, okay. I think we should, we talked about this before, but it was, I had just had a baby, you were busy.
Yeah.
We should get like a group run going every week because
Yeah.
that is fun. I did that, and actually I just recommended this to one of my athletes. I did it up in Huntington, and it was just so great because it was every Tuesday at
Yeah.
5:30. Like I knew I was gonna go run with a bunch of people, and like I didn't even know anyone, and it was still nice to just like kind of like get out of my routine because I was gonna be running no matter what, but like
Right.
do it with
You
other
might as well have
people.
company.
Yeah, it was really great. I don't know like if it's asking if they should do it or what, but I highly recommend if there is any type of run group in your area that you should do it.
Yeah. I would if there was like a big one here.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, there's something like special about running with other people, whether you know them or not. And it's a nice way to like meet people too.
Yeah, right.
I also, one thing that, a term that I feel like not a lot of people know, because I was telling my athlete about it, and she's more of a beginner runner. Like, she just started running this past year. And I was telling her about one, and I was like, it's no drop. And she was like, wait, what's no drop? So, like, if you're looking for a run group, and you see no drop means that it's, well, all pace is welcome and you will not be left behind. So if your pace is slow, you're not going to be 30 minutes behind everyone. No drop means like they do not leave you in the dust. Like, they will
Right,
come either wait or come back, or someone will run with you. Like, and which is nice, because you can, some people, like myself included, if you're the slowest one, it feels like you feel shitty, because you're like, I don't want to hold people up and I don't want to like go too slow. But it's like, in no drop, it's like, no, we're all in this together. So that's kind of nice,
Right,
I
and
think.
it's like the people there, the people going to those are obviously aware it's a no drop group, so they don't want to just blow everyone out of the water and leave people behind, because that's not what the group is. There's plenty of groups where you can do that, and if you just want to go your own pace, go your own pace. The whole point, and everyone there is aware of that, is that this is a group thing that we all just are doing for fun together. Like, it's not the day to get your workout in. It's not the day to get your hill reps in. It's just like everyone having fun, running together at a pace that makes everyone comfortable.
So yeah, I definitely recommend going to one, and maybe, I'm not gonna put out any promises, but it would be fun to get one started in our
Yeah,
area.
it
'Cause
would be.
I don't think there are, right? All right. So yeah, so one of the next upcoming weeks we'll do a running gift guide. I think that sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
'Cause I also am a runner that needs gifts, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind gifts.
Like running gifts, I mean.
I don't mind those either.
Okay.
Am about to treat myself. If anyone saw our story last week, my Koros decided just to be done.
Oh
And the
wait,
way,
did anyone answer in? Okay,
yeah, it was pretty even. Like,
wait, yeah, keep going with your story. Go with your story and then tell me what,
okay, so to make a long story short, my Koros wouldn't charge. So I reached out to them and was like, hey, any recommendations? They gave me a bunch of stuff to try. None of it worked. So then
What
I was.
Koros? Just so in case someone's like, oh, I had that too.
It's the Koros Apex 42 millimeter, and it had been charging perfectly fine. Then one day it was dead, and then I went to plug it in like normal, and it just stayed black. And I tried, like, they recommended scrubbing out the ports. They recommended trying different chargers, different outlets, the hard reset, blah blah blah. So none of that worked. So then I told them it didn't work, and she was like, okay, well, maybe you might be eligible for our, like, repair and replace program. I was like, well, great. But the way they do it, I think, is so stupid. Like, it's not like I send my watch in and they fix it and charge me. They give you a rebate. So, like, they gave me a $120 rebate. Then I send my watch in, they keep that, and you use the money to buy a brand new watch, which is like fine, but also,
Like, just fix
why
my
not
watch
just
and give it back.
what?
Like, just fix my watch and give it back.
Yeah, just fix whatever is wrong with it and then let me pay however much to fix that. Like, I don't want another brand. I don't know. It just, like, the way it was done, I just didn't care for it. So I think I'm going to try a Garmin for the sake of trying a Garmin, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, because your first running watch was a Garmin, right?
It was that janky ass little, what are they, Forerunners?
Yeah, it's like the Forerunner, like 95, like like
Yeah.
85,
Well,
65.
no, because they're on 55 right now. It had to be like number
No,
one.
so the way Forerunner works is, like, the lower it is, the shittier the model. So like a Garmin
Okay.
95 is shittier than a Garmin 295. I don't know if those are the exact numbers.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? So each
Yeah.
as each number gets higher,
Right.
So my point being, the ones we had, because I had the same one, was like
Yeah.
the lowest, whatever. I don't
But
know.
at the time, I think it was like pretty good.
It was, no, I mean, it worked for what we needed. It's just like, it was like, it did mileage and
GPS.
yeah, and that was
I
it.
even tried to, I kept mine because it's not like it stopped working, but I couldn't find mine anywhere.
Oh, really? Mine stopped work. I don't know if it stopped charging. I don't really
Your
remember.
wristband broke or something.
Did it?
I don't know. Also, I've been meaning to say this for 2 weeks in a row, but I haven't yet. I need to revoke a statement that I made some podcasts ago about
retraction.
Redaction.
No.
Right?
No, retract.
Yeah, but then when you take something off a document, it's been redacted.
Do you redact a statement or do you retract a statement? I think you retract a statement.
Okay, and if anyone has a document that I said it on, you can redact it too.
Okay. I don't know if I'm right. Keep going. None of this matters.
So when we were talking about hill grade percentage, right?
Yeah.
I pretty confidently said that the lower the number, the steeper the grade.
Right.
That's not correct.
I knew it.
Okay. You didn't seem to because you didn't put up much of a stink about it.
Well, because I thought I was wrong. And then I was like, okay, she knows.
Okay. So I kind of looked into it more because I needed to understand it. So I
was gaslit.
Yeah, but you also didn't have an explanation for it. You just had a hunch that that was right. And then when I said it wasn't, you were like, yeah.
Because you usually know shit. So I agreed with you.
So the lower the number, so the way that you can picture it is that it's a ratio of rise over run, right? So the distance over how much it rises.
Okay.
So like a 10% grade.
Yeah.
I'm going to explain it the easy way, actually, because it makes so much sense. The lower the number, the less steep it is. The higher the number, the more steep it is.
Right.
Because if you picture, like, this is the ground. Like, if you put your hand out in front of you with your arm parallel to the ground.
Yeah.
So that's flat. If you raise it up 10%, right?
Right.
But if you have, like, a 50% grade, it's almost. Right. Yeah. So
Okay.
The lower the number, the less steep it is. The higher the number, the steeper it is.
Right.
So we were talking about in the context of hill strides.
Yeah.
So you should find probably like a 30% grade or like a 25% grade.
Yeah. Right.
I just really need to get that off my chest.
I'm glad. And I'm glad you said that because then I heard something. It's so weird that like there's never moments in podcasts that like stick with me. But then I heard something, someone talking about grades. And I was like, I think I was right. But I like literally didn't think again about it. And now you brought it up. So I'm glad. But I just went with you because I was like, I don't actually know. So maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's because
when you do the arm thing.
Yeah. And I'll post up. There was a little diagram I saw online that really helped me because it's like the percentage of a 90 degree angle, because that's what that is basically. But
right.
This diagram, it just shows it very, it makes so much more sense. And I was like, oh, because I went by a sign that said like, trucks beware, like, I forget what it was, like 10% grade or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Right.
Is anyone still with us? Hello?
All right. So that's it. That's all she wrote.
What are you grateful for?
We're gonna ask that.
Well, I thought you were gonna ask me.
Okay. What am I grateful for? I can find something. Heat. I am grateful to live in a home that has nice warm heat.
That's a great one.
In fact, I have three ways to get heat. So I'm grateful for that.
That's a good one.
And I'm looking forward to, I am looking forward to trying out those new gels on my long run.
Ooh, two great ones. Last week you really struggled.
Yeah, usually do.
Yeah, it's hard. I am grateful for, I was going to say my book again, because it's getting really good again, but I did that last week. Oh, I'm grateful for coffee cake. I made a really good. Did you try any when you were here?
No, and I don't know why I didn't. I was like, Anthony tried it.
I forgot to like actively offer it, like make you aware of it. But it was just, it came out so perfect. I thought it was going to be horrible, but.
Send the recipe. Okay. Maybe we'll post the recipe in the show notes. No.
Well, no, we can, but I combined two recipes. I used the.
Forget it.
Find your own recipe, suckers. So I'm grateful for coffee cake, and I'm looking forward to, well, I'm going to order my watch tonight. So I'm looking forward to getting it because
oh yeah,
I've never been someone who like really relies on my watch. Like If I forget it.
Actually, this is important. I'm glad we're getting into this. You don't wear your watch. So I'm actually kind of confused as to why you're buying one.
Because it wasn't until I didn't have one that, like, before I go out for every single run, I have to map out to figure out mileage.
Yeah, but you didn't use it before.
I did, but only for running. I used it every run.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I just didn't wear it, like, all day.
Okay.
But, like, having a timer for workouts or for hill strides or whatever, and I'm just, like, it's just been so hard to do it. Like, today I was running, and one of the trails that I was going to use was closed, which is fine, like, but I didn't know where I could go from there to make my mileage. Yeah. So I had to pull my phone out and quickly put it on there. And it was just like,
not worth it.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to having a watch again.
Are you getting the black?
Oh, see, I'm going back and forth.
Okay. I think it is insane, truly, to buy such an expensive watch and only wear it for running.
I would agree with you if I know that. I just know that it would get trashed at work. I just know it.
That's why I'm saying get it in black.
Yeah,
like I've never worn my watch, like, and no, I don't ever do anything like you, but like I wore it the day I was roofing and like, yeah, it got like dirty. I've worn it painting, like it's not like
I wore my watch one time to work and I scratched the screen.
Yeah, I think shit like that just happens, but I don't know, I feel like something like that, like,
but I guess my thing is like, if I don't care about having it at work, why?
Yes, yeah, I guess you're right. I just feel like, why spend all that money on a nice fancy watch if you're only going to use it like
for its sole purpose?
But like, yeah, but its purpose is also to tell time. It like keeps track of your heart rate. It does like a million things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I only care about that stuff when I'm running.
Yeah, I guess.
Because at work, I always have to have my phone so that staff can contact me. You know, like, I don't know. And maybe I do want to wear it more for the sleeping stuff because I'm curious about it. But I don't know. Maybe I will wear it. I don't know. I doubt it.
So weird.
A woman set in my ways. I'm so old.
I know you are.
God. All right.
Well, everyone.
Keep it wild.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.